This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Russian forces have made progress in the crucial frontline city of Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In muddy fields and dugouts near Bakhmut, Ukrainian forces fire a powerful howitzer 2S1 towards Russian positions. Ukrainian paratrooper Mikhail tells the AP, it's hard to defend the Bakhmut stronghold because a lot of enemy forces are concentrated here. And also, the weather is not allowing us to use vehicles. It's too muddy. Britain's Defence Ministry has said that units from the Russian-controlled Wagner Group have captured most of eastern Bakhmut. But the UK warns that Russia's assault will be difficult to sustain without further harsh losses. I'm Karen Chamas.
More than 1,000 migrants were brought ashore in southern Italy on Saturday. Coast Guards had launched major rescue operations for three boats struggling in rough seas off Calabria. One vessel brought 584 people to the city of Reggio Calabria. More than 4,000 people have reached Italy since Wednesday, compared to about 1,300 for the whole of March last year. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis made his first trip to the early nominating state of Iowa on Friday as he tests the waters for a 2024 presidential bid. He brought his message to a crowd at a casino in Davenport just days before fellow Republican Donald Trump is slated to arrive. In remarks, DeSantis boasted about his policy record in Florida. That includes signing a law in November of 2021 banning schools and businesses from requiring vaccination against COVID-19. Former President Trump will travel to Davenport on Monday to outline his education plan. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police in Afghanistan say a bomb has exploded during an awards ceremony for journalists in Mazar-e-Sharif city, killing at least one person and wounding five others. VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The explosion comes 2 days after a bomb, also in Mazar-e-Sharif, killed the provincial governor and two others. No one has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but the regional affiliate of the Islamic State group is a key rival of the Taliban. The militant group has increased its attacks in Afghanistan since the Taliban takeover of the country in August of 2021. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports there's been an 18% increase in sexual assaults at U.S. military academies.
According to U.S. officials, 155 students reported assaults during the 2022 school year, compared with 131 the previous year. Of those, students at the U.S. Naval Academy reported 61, nearly double the school's total for the previous year. Based on the survey, students at the academies are less likely to report an assault than service members who are out of school. Students may worry more about the impact on their military career or even the career of their attacker.
That's AP's Norman Hall reporting. Thousands of Israelis joined demonstrations on Saturday for the 10th consecutive week against controversial judicial reform plans by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's new right-wing government. The government says the reforms are designed to end overreach into politics by an unrepresentative Supreme Court. Critics say Netanyahu seeks legal changes that will hurt Israel's democratic checks and balances, foster corruption, and bring diplomatic isolation. Protesters say the changes will threaten checks and balances on ministers by the court and accuse Netanyahu of trying to escape a legal case against him. Netanyahu is on trial for corruption charges. He denies them. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro, whose 2018 re-election was rejected as fraudulent by much of the international community, said on Saturday that he doesn't care about the global response to a vote scheduled for next year. Maduro intends to seek a third six-year term in the 2024 election. After the 2018 election that was boycotted by the opposition, its leader, Juan Guaido, was recognized as Venezuela's de facto leader by more than 50 countries, but with no real power. The opposition voted to disband the interim government in January. Guaido has indicated that he, too, will seek election next year. And Britain's finance minister has spoken to the governor of the Bank of England about the collapse Friday of U.S. bank Silicon Valley Bank. There are talks with firms affected to discuss the situation. Marissa Melton, VOA.